Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, and welcome to another inspiring, wonderful Wednesday here at NABWIC Talks, your premier podcast show tailored by and for women in the construction realm. As always, we proudly stand as the voice of black women in construction. I'm Jackie Perry, your co-host for today, also serving as the CEO of J. Perry & Associates, a small business management firm based in Jacksonville, Florida. Joining me in the studio are some remarkable individuals who will keep this conversation vibrant. So some of you may remember that throughout this National New Member Month for NABWIC, we've been spotlighting new members, delving into their remarkable entrepreneurial journeys within the construction realm. Today, we are so excited because we have an exceptional guest awaiting your introduction. But before we dive in, let's acknowledge our esteemed co-hosts. These are the driving forces behind the scenes. We've got in the studio with us this morning, Ms. Ursula Odom, a dedicated motivational speaker and owner of Ursula History Shop. She amplifies women's voices. We've got Mr. Gerald Barnes, our partner and consultant extraordinaire, who has propelled numerous businesses to their dreams. And then we've got Ms. Deidre Williams, a commercial real estate advisor, economic development strategist, and marketing expert. She brings a wealth of expertise. And then we've got our main host, Mrs. Zakiya Flagg, representing Flagg Labor from Union, New Jersey. Zakiya provides indispensable manpower to general contractors. But most importantly, I have the honor of introducing Ms. Ann McNeil, our leader and the powerhouse behind MCO Construction, as well as the visionary founder of NABWIC. Ms. Ann's stewardship has paved the way for countless women in construction. So after we hear from Ann, we'll have a brief commercial break, and then our dynamic co-host, Zakiya Flagg from Flagg Labor, will get this party started. So without further ado, let's welcome Ms. Ann to the conversation. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jackie, and everybody. This is going to be another powerful podcast today. Our special guest, Ms. Cambria Williams, I was just sharing with her before the podcast started that I'm very excited about all of the social media promotions that she's doing for herself and for this phenomenal organization. I want to just continue to remind everybody, because you cannot hear it enough, and that is the fact that we are the voice. I contend as black women in the construction industry, we're the voice of the industry, not just for black women, but for the industry as a whole. And our vision is to continue to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals such as our members, our sponsors, our volunteers, and those people that just continue to help us lift up this industry, and specifically black women and men in this industry. But also we continue to advocate for black-owned construction companies for construction opportunities. as we continue to create in our environment, if you will, opportunities that support educational, like the podcast today, entrepreneurial and professional and social networking connections. Because I truly do believe that people will go out of their way, Jackie, to do business with people that they know, that they like, and that they trust. And as many of you know, we just hosted last week our billion-dollar luncheon in facilities where we had five, not four, not three, not two, not one, but we had five different facility agencies across the United States talking about their billions of dollars in educational facilities. Next month, I'm excited to share that we will have many airport aviation organizations sharing with us. I don't want to get too much ahead, Jackie, of the promotion we're going to do on the podcast, but I do want to just continue to remind all of our listeners, please remember to subscribe to our YouTube. That's Maverick YouTube. Click that button, but also consider becoming a member and or a sponsor as we continue to just lift up this industry and the opportunities here. So, Jackie, as always, let's get this party started.
Good morning. This is Zakiya Flagg from Flagg Labor. In this inspiring episode of our podcast, we're going to be joined by Cambria T. Williams, as mentioned previously. She's a commercial construction project engineer hailing from Atlanta, a dynamic force in the architect, engineering, and construction industry. With a profound educational background, boasting a bachelor's in international business management and a master's in construction management from Kennesaw State University, Cambria's journey is nothing short of remarkable. From her childhood fascination with construction to her influential roles in projects like Atlanta's Nobu Hotel and the Barrett Parkway Tesla dealership, Cambria's career reflects a passion for innovation and excellence. Her dedication extends beyond her project as a passionate advocate for women in STEM and construction. Cambria's actively mentors young girls aiming to pave the way for future generations in this field. Join us as Cambria shares her experiences across the U.S. from Tennessee to Nevada and her pioneering work in solar field construction. Discover how she navigates the challenges of being a Black woman in construction and engineering and her vision as the 2024 marketing chair for the Atlanta chapter of NABWIC. Cambria's story is a testament to the power and perseverance, mentorship, and leadership in shaping the future of construction and engineering. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to jump right into our conversation with Cambria T. Williams.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Thank you so much. And without further ado, welcome to the studio, Cambria. Good morning.
Good morning, Zakiya. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am so excited to have you here. We've been trying to get you in this studio for a little over a month now, and it's a perfect time because, as Jackie mentioned, it's National New Member Month. However, I've put a little spin on that, and I'm calling it National New Member Month coupled with National NABWIC check-in month. So I just want to check in with all the members. So I added that myself. Everyone knows that that's what I've been calling it. So with that said, I know you are a NABWIC member, so we're happy to have you. And I just want to jump right in and learn a little bit more about you. Tell our audience a little bit about your background. I just read about your background, but tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about being a construction project engineer in the construction industry. What are you working on currently? Where are you working currently? Tell us what you're doing, what the day-to-day is for Cambria T. Williams.
Okay. So my journey began as a five-year-old whose parents were looking for a home. And I got into construction basically by the constant urge to be in this industry from the age of five, looking at my parents' home being built. And then at the age of 13, my grandmother, Cynthia, entered me into a bridge building and transportation internship at the age of 13. And from there, I took drafting courses in high school, and that further encouraged that construction interest. However, I was not familiar with how to get into the industry, and I was told that this was a male industry, a male-dominated industry, and I probably wouldn't be successful in it. So after going to undergrad for international business management and being out of school for a couple of years, I wasn't able to find any role that I was passionate about. So one thing that I noticed is that if God wants you to do something, if you have a purpose, he will make sure that nothing stands in your way, not even yourself. So after a couple months of research, about 2 years after I graduated undergrad, I decided to get my master's degree in construction. This was my introduction into the industry, and from there, I applied to internships. I was involved with Kennesaw Women in Construction. I just found multiple ways to immerse myself into this industry, and I started out my first ever construction role was as a junior project manager for a solar company. At that company, I managed projects. Yes, I managed solar projects in Tennessee, Nevada, New York, Florida, and that was able to give me my project management experience. From there, I felt like I wanted to grow and I wanted to diversify myself and get into building construction. So at that point, I applied for an internship at Aspire Construction and Design. Now, the first time I applied for this internship, I did not make it because my lack of experience while I was in school. However, that solar career was able to introduce me and give me more experience. So I went back again and applied for another internship at Aspire Construction and Design. And a year and a half later, here I am in my dream career at my dream company, Aspire. I went full-time a little over a year ago, and I have been thriving ever since. Some projects that we are working on now, we are working on several apartment buildings. We are working on some design management projects and some consulting projects. And over this past weekend on Saturday, we celebrated the completion of our premier project, which is called Autism Complete. Autism Complete
and
was
it's National Autism
project.
Month too, I think.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
This project was very personal for me.
Yeah, this project was very personal for me. My brother Cameron was diagnosed with autism at the age of two, and we lived on the South Side, and we did not have resources for him. We had to go all across the state of Georgia to get resources for my brother. So we built Autism Complete in Fairburn, Georgia. We just completed it. It's a 6,000 square foot interior renovation, and it was definitely a personal project for me that I had to see succeed because of my brother's autism diagnosis and how I know how important it is to have facilities in our community that supports that. So we just wrapped that up. We had our open house, and we got a lot of big things going on at Aspire. And shout out to my beautiful, amazingly intelligent boss, Amber Lawson. She has been an amazing mentor. She is constantly teaching us about areas of the industry, exposing us to certain aspects and certain types of things in the construction industry. So I thank her for all of her mentorship and her development that she does with our team.
Let me jump in there and ask you a little question. Now, you speaking of Aspire, you mentioned some stuff that you guys were working on. You said you guys did a building. How big is that building? You said it's an apartment building. How many units are we talking about? And are you currently working on that? Is that an active project or is it a project you recently completed?
The apartments are very new. So for the apartments, we are still in the design phase. But the building that we just finished was Autism Complete, which is the 6,000 square feet building.
Got it. And the one that's in the design phase, do we have any numbers on the size of that? Construction numbers just excite me, as you may can see. I get very excited at the sizes of the projects.
So the apartment buildings that we are working on, one is an 8,000 square feet, and that's going to have 6 units with 2 stories. And the other apartment complex we are working on, we just got the rezoning for that completed. That rezone took a while for us, but we were finally approved. And that building is going to be a 13,000 square feet, and it's going to have about 15 to 18 units.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's my conversation right there. I love units. I love sizes. That's the kind of stuff that I love to hear. And speaking of that, that brings me right to, let's talk about, and what is your specific role at Aspire? Because I know here we have architect, engineering, and I know you've done some project management. At Aspire, what exactly is your title currently?
So my current title at Aspire is project engineer.
Project engineer.
But I was serving as a hybrid role as project engineer and construction manager. So I am doing the administrative tasks, and I'm managing the construction on site as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And along with the project that you just finished, the autism project that you just finished, what other projects would you say are your biggest projects that you've worked on that kind of make you want to pop your collar? I see here in your bio that you worked on Atlanta's Nobu Hotel. That has to be kind of impressive. That has to be one of the bigger projects. Tell us about something really huge that you worked on that you're super proud of.
With the Nobu project, that was a huge project for me to be a part of as well, and that was a very small internship. We interned there for about a week, maybe a week and a half, and we learned about the planning. We learned about the design of the hotel. We learned about how the hotel was constructed initially. We were able to tour the rooms while they were still, you know, bare bones, just framing. They invited us to the completion of the hotel, the open house, which I wasn't able to make it. But that was a project that I was proud of, being an Atlanta native and seeing something so expensive and so, you know, developed come to our neighborhood and our community, and me being able to be a part of that. That was a really life-changing experience to me. And I was able to see the ceilings going in this $25,000 a night room. So that made a huge impact for me while I was coming into the construction industry, being able to have a small role in that project.
Exactly. And that must be amazing to go from being an intern on that project to now actively, you know what I mean, participating on projects as an actual project engineer. So that right there is amazing in itself, just those two different roles, intern to project engineer. I deal with project engineers often myself when I'm, submitting for different bids and things of that nature. I'm sure you're familiar with that since that's the role that you play. So Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Now, I also want to talk to you a little bit about your roles here in NABWIC, because NABWIC Atlanta is, I mean, we love all the chapters, of course, but NABWIC Atlanta, when we get on those calls, you guys are doing some amazing things in Atlanta. Yes. I mean, mm-hmm. I am so inspired. I'm NABWIC New Jersey, yes, and we're doing some great things too. But I'm going to tell you right now, I just want to know some of the secret sauce that's going on in Atlanta. I want to know how y'all do it. I want to know who's doing it. I just want to know. I want to know it all. So, I mean, I know we don't have all day, but I do I do want to know, you know, how do you guys do it as far as, is there a system in place? Is there a team? Do you guys, what are some of the systems that you do that you use in Atlanta to help y'all operate the actual chapter?
Yes, and before I answer that question, Zakiya, I just want to name the team out by name. I'm going to call these amazing women's names.
Please do.
Yes, Candace Lucas, Corrine Souverain, Melody Vaughn, Tanya Walker, Jenny Hunter, Viomara Yannick, Holly Reed, and our beautiful, amazingly talented president, Ms. Monique Strong. This is a team of powerful, dynamically impactful women who I am blessed to have a sisterhood with. NABWIC Atlanta has truly changed my life for the better. This is the organization that I needed when I was first coming into construction. And, of course, I was introduced to this organization by my boss, Amber Lawson. And we are just a dynamic team of women that encourage each other. Some of the systems that we have in place that help us to function properly as an organization is, honestly, accountability and passion. We are so accountable for ourselves and each other, and we always often
step in. So y'all cross-check each other. Love that.
Yes, yes. We cross-check each other. We hold each other accountable. We're accountable for ourselves, and we understand that the organization is bigger than ourselves as a whole. If there's someone who can't do something, or this one has to be on a project site this day and this newsletter needs to get out, or this thing needs to be picked up from the store, we'll jump in and do whatever is needed for each other. And
Right.
Yes, and I'm so proud of us because we honestly feel like a home. This is a home. I feel so comfortable and safe here with these ladies. Over the weekend,
you guys have
we
a sisterhood.
Yes, it is definitely a sisterhood. And we are doing some powerful things. We are sitting in rooms with congressmen and legislators and representatives.
Now, Cambria.
And we are, yes.
Y'all are moving this shit. Now, Cambria, now let me, you're getting me excited. You're getting me excited. And I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off, but you're getting me excited.
Fine.
And not only that, Cambria, we have some callers in the studio that actually want to ask you some questions. So what I'm going to do, and I'm so sorry to cut you off, Cambria, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a very, very, very short commercial break so that Ursula can bring those callers in, okay? So let's go to break because I have more questions for Atlanta chapter. Trust me. I have more questions for Atlanta chapter. Also, I want to let our listeners know that please tune into our YouTube channel because I believe Ms. Ann has plugged us in with YouTube. So if you go to NABWIC YouTube channel, you can also see us over there. We're going to go to quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to bring those questions into the studio because people want to talk to you, Cambria. So we'll be right
back. Hey.
All right.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Miller. I am the owner of MDI General Contracting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a new member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I'm excited to celebrate women in the construction industry. I'm most proud about NABWIC's ability to have intertwined itself in the legislative process, which affects all women, and particularly black women in the construction industry, and I'm happy to be a part of that process and help to grow NABWIC's reach in the Pennsylvania area. My name is Sabrina Miller. Please join me in celebrating women in construction.
Okay, we are back. Okay, we are back, Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We have some people in queue that would like to ask you some questions. So I'm going to get some help from our studio. I believe Gerald may have them. Gerald, do you have the people in the back with the questions? Or is it Ursula? Okay, I'm not sure who it is, but they'll bring them in a second, I guess. But anyway,
okay.
back to NABWIC Atlanta. So, like you said, you guys have a sisterhood. You have a sisterhood. That's how you're able to do so much. You guys are sitting in a room with congressmen. You guys do a lot for the community, from what I know, on the calls. Tell us more about that. How do you get those meetings? Who's going up and requesting the meetings? Like, what's going on?
Honestly,
who has
roles?
Is it just like a collaborative thing? Go ahead.
Yes, honestly, we have an amazing legislative team, which typically involves our Vice President, Candace Lucas. But the most recent event that we were involved in, where we sat with Representative Linda Glaze, that was honestly a meeting that came about so organically. We were volunteering at the 5th annual MLK event for Union City. And we were there in our NABWIC red shirts and waiting on our other members to arrive so we can start the volunteer event. And Linda Glaze walked up to us and she was like, "Who are these women? Like, who are these women? I want to know what you guys are doing." And we got to talking with her. And it was honestly a positive experience with her. And she invited us out to the Georgia State Capitol. And at that event, we just talked about ways for women of color, and women in general to further our experience in construction. We talked about ways for policy changes and allowing black women and women in general to get access to capital to build these projects and be a part of the state-governed projects. And it was honestly an amazing event where we were able to meet with Linda Glaze and get our ask demanded.
Wow.
And all of that. So we are doing amazing work. We have reached out to several other city leaders like the mayor, Andre Dickens, and we're waiting on meetings with him. But honestly, the representative meeting at the Georgia State Capitol, that happened so organically just from us just being ourselves and showing up representing for NABWIC.
Showing up with those red shirts on. Miss Ann loves those red shirts. We all know that. I do have one of the questions actually came in from social media. I'm going to read it for you. The question says, what has been the most challenging arena you've had to navigate since you've been in the construction industry? And that came in from social media straight to you.
Okay, so the most challenging arena that I have had to navigate is honestly being black and being a woman. When I first got into when I first got into my master's program, I was the only woman and the only black person in my classes. My first day of class, I remember this clear as day, I got a set of blueprints thrown into my face by a professor.
Oh.
Yes. And they just had that macho attitude, like, women, like, why are we here? Like, what are we doing? But I didn't let that discourage me, Zakiya, because as I stated previously, like, this was a God-ordained purpose for me. This has, this career field, this industry has been placed on my heart. So I have faced several challenges from men in the industry. I remember being on the solar field and there's this guy, a project manager from another organization that we were working with. He was walking around the site, like, asking for the construction manager, like, where's the construction manager? Somebody introduced me to the construction manager, and I was in the car typing on the laptop, getting some work pushed out, and they sent him over to the truck that I was in. And when I rolled down the window, Zakiya, the man looked at me like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? But, and I was the one that knew every aspect of that project. Anything you asked me regarding that project, I was the one to answer the questions. I knew more than what the men thought that they knew. So just because you are a woman, don't let that discourage you, even when you are in a male-dominated industry.
Male-dominated industry, yeah.
Yes.
I think we consistently as women, every now and then, especially when you first get in this industry, you kind of run into that. So thank you for consistently highlighting that we all have to kind of just push through that as women if we are going to be in this industry. But I did want to, because we're kind of coming up on the end of our time, but I did want to ask you another question about being a NABWIC member in that NABWIC Atlanta chapter, because you guys are so, so amazing. Is there anything that you can share with all of the NABWIC chapters as far as any, like, nuggets to help us pull our chapters together? Not saying that we're not together, but is there anything that you guys do to create that synergy amongst your sisterhood? And even within NABWIC, we have different organizations and different chapters. Like, we have our marketing committee, we have our education committee, you know, we have our legislative committee. So even within those committees, is there anything that you can, you know, that you can maybe lend? Maybe should we delegate the workout? What do you guys do? Do you guys have, like, downtime where you get together and have, I don't know, pizza or wine? Like, what do you guys do to keep that sisterhood going? I like that you said you cross-check each other. That's helpful. What else?
Yes. So you took the words right out of my mouth, Zakiya. We spend time with each other outside of work, outside of our events. We honestly love each other, and we develop that friendship and that bond by participating in each other's lives outside of work. Just this past weekend, we were stuffing bags for our Beltline walk that just passed, and we went to a neighborhood brewery and got beverages and food and just talked about our lives and our spouses and our kids. And we bond on a level that is greater than anything that we are all doing. So that creates the synergy. And we have so many events focused around encouraging each other. For instance, tonight we have we call it Thrive Wednesdays, and the Thrive Wednesday theme for this Wednesday is how to do business with MARTA. This is an event specifically tailored from our event coordinator, Ms. Tanya Walker. She organized this event to help our sisters and our companies get into that MARTA space and learn how to do business with MARTA. We are always thinking of events and ways to encourage each other and help each other out in this business and in this industry. So that's how we are constantly able to maintain that sisterhood and that synergy. And I believe that the other chapters of NABWIC will take on that synergy as well.
Got it. Well, you know what, Cambria? We are almost at the end of the hour, and we have to have you back. I mean, we just don't have enough time to. Yes, I mean, this has been absolutely amazing.
We always ask our
guests to please share with us maybe one of your favorite books, if you're reading anything currently, or a favorite motivational quote that you may want to share with the listeners. Anything positive affirmation that you'd like to share with the listeners in closing?
Yes. The book that I'm currently reading is When Women Pray by T.D. Jakes, which basically tells the stories of women in the Bible. Please check it out if you get an opportunity. And my message of encouragement is sometimes it's not always good, but it always works together for the good. So that is what I want to leave with NABWIC land and with our listeners out there. It always works together for our good, whatever adversities that we face, whatever challenges that we may face, and it's going to be all right.
I love that. Sometimes it's not always good, but it always works for the good. And what was the book again?
The book is When Women Pray by T.D. Jakes.
When Women Pray by T.D. Jakes. Well, Cambria Williams, I have to thank you so much for coming on this show. Like I said, we've been trying to work this out for about a month between everybody's schedules. So thank you so much for coming. I want to thank all of the listeners for listening. I want to thank everyone who called in. I want to thank everyone who wrote in. I want to remind everybody to please listen to us every Wednesday. We're always here at Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. As my co-host Jackie mentioned earlier, we will be doing the National New Member Conversations this month. We'll be talking with all NABWIC members. And as I said, we'll be doing the National NABWIC Check-In members this month. So we'll be checking in with everybody NABWIC. And we'll be here next Wednesday. So thank you guys. Please tune in next Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. for a new episode of NABWIC Talks. Enjoy the rest of your day and bye for now.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.